Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. This morning when I took my Holy Girl Walk, I came across a snakeskin. Empty, thankfully, but a snakeskin nonetheless, right there in the middle of the trail. And I wondered if it was nearby, lurking in the tall grass. I mean, snakes don't often just slither by and say, hey, how you doing? They're sneaky. Why do we fear them so? Well, today I want you to walk and memorize Psalm 91:13. The verse reads, "You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot." Adders are poisonous snakes. There's no warning with them, no loud roars, no footprints on the trail of your life. The snake simply strikes and your heart is filled with terror. Lions are bold and to be feared, but they often sneak up on you as well. The point is this, things in life may come at you head on, like the phone call you never wanted to get in the middle of the night, or when you open an email and discover a business partner has been deceiving you, or the husband you loved isn't who you thought he was, and you find out in an instant. It sneaks up on you. We've been learning that with some of Psalm 91, there are figurative lessons to be learned, and I think this is one of those places. Lions and snakes are two creatures with very different tactics. One roars, the other slithers sneakily, but both can represent the same thing, Satan. He's real, just like the angels. In fact, he was an angel who worshiped Jesus, but then pride got to him and he fell from heaven, took a whole bunch of angels with him. They're called demons now. In Scripture, we often see snakes or lions representing Satan. It was the snake who confronted Adam and Eve with a lie in the Garden of Eden. We, too, have lies slither up to us with the intention to distort our thinking. The lion is used to represent the enemy of our souls, who walks about seeking whom he may devour. Be warned, there is good and there is evil, and the evil one's out to get you. How are we to respond when he sneaks into our lives? Well, my friend, let me tell you this. If you've surrendered your life to Christ, the lion of the tribe of Judah dwells within you. Roar back. Roar back. Now, this might look as simple as getting out of bed in the morning or taking your Holy Girl walk. It most certainly means you do what you do not feel like doing. You keep going, you serve, you help, you go to work, you care for your family, you get up and make the devil wish he'd never bothered you. That's kind of what I've done in my life. Satan took a bite out of me in my teen years with sexual sin, broke my heart along with it, really. But I have roared back by speaking biblical truth about God's great forgiveness and mercy, as well as the beauty of living a life of holiness and purity. I've known the attack of the enemy firsthand, but I have also known the great forgiveness and mercy of God firsthand, and I'm so thankful. With each step of freedom and fruitfulness in my life, I've stepped on Satan's head. You too can trample the lion and the adder under your feet. But listen, most of the time when I am roaring back at the enemy, it's just getting out of bed. It's just sitting down to answer my email. It's praying with someone. It's simple things. It's quiet things. That's how I roar back. Every now and then, yeah, I get on a stage or behind a microphone, but that's such a small part of my life. You can trample the lion and the adder under your feet today, but you might have to do the things you don't really want to do or feel like doing. Do them to fight the enemy as I send you out today. I don't know if I should say this, but watch out for those real snakes while you walk. I've probably scared you, but if you see a snake when you're walking and it doesn't get off the trail, here's my tip for you. It's safest to wait it out and turn back. Don't try stepping over or around it unless you have a good safe distance to work with. And that makes me think of this. There's some wisdom here for us spiritually, too. Don't ever try to have a power encounter with Satan. Jesus didn't try to have a power encounter with Satan, and he's God. He had a truth encounter. He quoted scripture when he was tempted. He said, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God." And so here's what I want to encourage you to do. If you see the enemy in the trail of your life, don't try to step over it or around it or get close to it. Keep a safe distance and speak truth. Run to Jesus, run to the Word, ask Him for truth, and use your shelter and your shield to protect you. Our next Holy Girl Walk is happening this fall. Flourish in Life, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 92, will be available to guide you through your memory work and your life. You don't have to just survive this broken world. You can thrive through Jesus Christ. Stay in touch and walk with me again. To get the details on that when they're available, visit danagresh.com and sign up to get my emails. Happy walking, friend.